Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Are you tired of the same old conversations? Do you often find yourself struggling to know what to say? Are you over discussing the news, sports ball, or the weather? It's time to put boring discussions behind you by leaving a copy of The Nephilim Look Like Clowns on your coffee table, your toilet, your local library, mother's car, boss's office desk, or that person you really liked, bed instead.
What the hell is this?
Oh, that? Why, it's just a book about how the modern costume of a clown is a caricature of ancient giants and modern demons.
Stay away from my children.
This is a conversation you can't wait to have.
My family used to think I was crazy, but thanks to The Nephilim Look Like Clowns, they know I'm crazy.
The Nephilim Looks Like Clowns. It's no laughing matter. Hello, everyone. Come on in. Sit on down. Hello, Art. Great to see you there. I'm going to do an off-the-cuff live Q&A because I have just come off of a podcast visit with Beyond the Paradigm, Paul, the host over there. He's a British lad from the Northwest, just like me, and we've had a good, deep old conversation about the millennial reign of Christ theory. And you know what? He offered some great back and forth. He asked some challenging questions about scripture, you know, and I think we had a great conversation. And we had a great conversation afterwards as well about just being in the podcasting game, you know. It's quite interesting. I'm going to release that to Patreon soon for you guys to listen to, and I promise that I won't release it to the public until he's released his version first on his own podcast. So there's something to look forward to, you guys. But because it was in the UK and I started early and it was a short one, I finished early and I have some time left over, and I just want to spend an hour with you guys before I go to bed, because it is just past 10:30 here in the evening for me. I thought I'd spend an hour with you guys just getting to know and say hello to the new subscribers. Because if you haven't noticed, if one of the long-time subscribers here hasn't noticed, I seem to have gained about 10,000 subscribers in a week. And this is in no small part at all to the Parasite presentation that's on my channel. So if you don't know, I had Vitaly of Alpha Talks on the channel with Joe from JT Vollers JC. And they both came on because I had been following Vitaly's work for years, you know, and I knew he had this great work, body of work on parasites and their relation to demons and the similarities between the two when you start actually looking at them. And I said, you've got to come on my channel and just share all your work on it. It's going to be great. And we did a live show. We had a nice three-way back and forth about the whole thing for 2 hours. And he did an hour-long presentation in the middle. And, you know, that was a couple of months ago, maybe a month and a half ago. And recently I was struggling for a video to find. I just needed a video out to fill the day, you know. And I knew I had this talk we did, and I knew I wanted to do something with it already. So I just cut that hour-long presentation out. I chopped a few things out here and there, which were just irrelevant banter, you know, that didn't really help the conversation at all. And I added a few extra images in here and there to emphasize the points we were making. And I released this hour-long video, thinking nothing much of it. And a couple of weeks go by, and it's trucking along like normal, and gets about 4,000 to 5,000 views. And then suddenly, this past week, it's on 150,000 views. Just out of nowhere, it's just keep going up and up and up, and people have just been pouring into the channel. And I'm hoping they realize the person giving the presentation is not the owner of the channel it was on. It's me. It's the British guy. It's the other guy. So you're on his channel. If you subscribe for Vitaly, I recommend you go to his YouTube channel, Alpha Talks, with a Z at the end. And he has loads of fantastic work on that topic. Now, I myself, I'm doing my own parasite thing. Since that conversation, I began my own herbal parasite cleanse just to give it a go. And I've been on the Telegram group we have. And there's quite a few people. I think it's like 1,400 people on our Telegram group now. And in the medicine section I made, we've been talking about ways to do the cleanse. And I went for the easy route, and I'm doing the herbal black walnut wormwood complex with clove and garlic. So I've been using this tincture mixed with water. And I started my parasite cleanse actually about 3 weeks ago, or something like that, maybe 3.5 weeks ago. And I did a 2-week stint where I was doing this daily, twice a day. And I had a break. I've had a break for a week, and I'm starting up again now in the build-up to, I think it's the full moon, I've been told, on the 19th is when you're supposed to do these things, because apparently the full moon is when the parasite eggs hatch or something. I don't know the science or the thought process behind it. I'm just told that's what you're supposed to do. So I'm going to follow it rigorously and give the results back to you. In fact, I am due right now before bed to take some of this. So you get to see me live take some of this god-awful substance. It tastes foul. So here we go. You know, I'm going to do it right now so you can get an idea of what this is like. So in terms of filling it, I believe it's supposed to be like 2 dropperfuls or something like that. And that's how much I can get out at once. So I'm going to put that in the water there. And let's get another one. Let's put that in the water there. And as you can see, it kind of gets in there and floats on top. It's gross. Okay, and I'm going to need something to mix this. Maybe this will do for now if I just do something like this. And you can see it mixing in. But what have I got? I've got a stick somewhere. I think I've got a stick here. I'm going to use this. Let's mix that up. There we go. So now I've got this brown water. And you'll see as I drink this now. Yeah, it's not pleasant. This isn't good. And I'm going to skip that ad that's going to turn up for you guys. Apparently I've got that option, so you don't miss this. But this is what you've got to do. You've just got to drink it fast. You just don't stop to think about it. Just do it is what I've learned. So here we go. Yeah, there it is. It's got this tree-like aftertaste that burns your tongue and mouth. I'm not going to lie. It's getting easier. It gets easier to do the longer you do it for. There you go. So that's my second dose for the day. I'm starting up that final cleanse. I think I've gone through a third of the bottle. You can't really see it there, I don't think. But I've got about that much left, which I'm going to finish off now in this last week. And I'll give you the results at the end of it. It's not going to lie, it's not been pleasant so far. It's a nightmarish stuff, you know. Do I feel better? I don't know yet. I think I've got a lot more parasites to get out of me yet. I had a bit of a what's called a Herxheimer reaction, which is basically where the parasite's body just eviscerates inside your body and releases a load of toxins everywhere. And because they're all doing that at once, you end up getting ill because the toxins are just all over your body. And you're supposed to take, I've got some pills somewhere, it's charcoal, activated charcoal, and that runs through your system and binds all those pieces together and obviously gets them out. So that's something I'll have to do at the end of this regime as well to avoid another Herxheimer reaction. But yeah, we'll see what the results are. I'm a test guinea pig for this, just to see if it works. But that parasite video, that interview I had with Vitaly from Alpha Talks, yeah, it was an inspiration to start doing this. I don't think I'm quite going to go for the ivermectin and fenbendazole regime just yet. I'm going to start with the herbal stuff, see what results I get from that. But yeah. Good fun. So welcome to the channel anyway. Welcome to Understanding Conspiracy. If you're new here, if you haven't seen these shows before, I do a regular live Q&A like this just to interact with the audience all the time. Well, you can ask me anything about any subject matter at all. I will give an opinion. You know, I'm a man with many opinions about many things, not just parasites, not just the Nephilim, and not just the Millennial Kingdom. But I know that's what you guys like to talk to me about. So let's give it a go. Let's see who's in the chat. Let's see what's going on. Again, Art, great to see you. Love this ad. Thank you. Yes, the advert I played at the start of this for my book, The Nephilim Look Like Clowns. I am milking it for everything it's got because I spent a day making that advert. I think it's hilarious. You think it's hilarious. I'm just playing it anywhere and everywhere I can until it's played out and everyone's sick of it. And then maybe I'll make a new advert for you guys. Who knows? But I'm glad that people seem to like the advert. I've had a great response to the advert, and I'm very happy about that. If you're wondering what advert I'm talking about, just go to the start of this video. Pull the timer back. It plays at the beginning so you know what we're up to, what we're talking about. And you can get a little bit up to speed. Hey everyone, I hope you and your families are doing well and feeling blessed today, says Limited State. Thanks for being here, I appreciate it. We've got Eva Rose from Canada, we got Joshua Gullett. Hello and good evening from Tampa Bay, Florida. Thanks for being here, I appreciate that. We've got Brett in the house, we've got Claire, we've got Molly. Molly says, I'd love to hear your perspective on Archaic's work. Thanks for all you share about the clowns and jesters, it's so interesting. Archaics, yeah, I don't really know enough about his work to make much of a statement on the guy personally, you know, and I'm not looking to disparage anybody or anything for what they do. I know he's very much of the alternate timelines, alternate chronologies. He has his Phoenix chronology, doesn't he, about the cycles, the destruction cycles of the Phoenix. I need to look more into that before I make any opinion on the matter. But, you know, I don't know much about the guy to say much, so I probably just best leave it at that, to be honest. But people have recommended Archaics to me a lot, and I will probably spend a time when I get the time to just dig into everything he's done and see what the gist of his shtick is, shall we say. I hope you and your family's doing well. Hungry Wolf, thanks for being here. Satanists have been ramping up their public rituals, says Matt. Oh man, how do we fight against these globalists? You sound like Alex Jones. It's the globalists. They're out to get us. Well, look, it's only so much you can do as an individual. You're not going to change the world yourself, you know. All we can do is talk about it and put their dark deeds into the light and expose them. That's the best we can do as individuals. If you're looking to save the world, though, I think you're going to be in for an unpleasant shock when you realize that's probably not how this is all going to play out, which is a shame in many ways, but never forget that in the end, Jesus comes to bring a new heaven and earth for this very reason. Hungry Wolf, I'm one of them. yeah, thanks for being here, new subscribers again. Hungry Wolf seems to be one of them, that's great. I missed the why for allowing Satan this time to run amok. Will you please go over that if you can? Thank you so much, says Catherine Lombard. The predominant theory of why Satan is allowed to be released for this short period is the main theory I've come up with is the rest of the dead who didn't know Christ prior to Christ, who died before having the opportunity to know the Savior, are possibly living out their life in the little season with Satan around to bring that balance in a sense. Not that we need good to balance out evil, but not in a dualistic way. More of a so people can walk by faith and make the choice to know Christ, rather than, you know, if people didn't have to have faith, it wouldn't be much of a test, would it? Let's put it that way. So imagine this, the people who lived during Christ's reign, or the people who saw Christ die and then be resurrected, did they need convincing that Christ was who he said he was? Not really. They didn't need much faith. They knew. They knew. It was easy to be proven to them because they lived during that time. Now, it would make sense that once Satan's released and the rest of the dead live not again till the 1,000 years of Satan's imprisonment was over, if we are those people, then Satan is kind of a necessary evil during this short period to give people the choice. You know, free will is kind of the issue. So that's the predominant theory. But who really knows? Who really knows? For we know this could be one big joke for God to let Satan just think he has a chance and go and then do your thing. Let's see how far you get. And then cut him short to finally prove to Satan that you never had the power you thought you had. Maybe it's something like that, and it's just beyond us as humans to on the bottom to understand that choice. But I do think the rest of the dead theory is a good way of viewing it, in a sense. But who knows? Who truly knows? The Parasite Connection was one of my first, as Holocene events. Yes, and that's a lot of people have come from the Parasite stuff. And I do talk about those things on my channel quite a lot. Spiritual warfare aspects, demons, things like this, you know. Again, I have my Nephilim Look Like Clowns series, which I am predominantly known for, but I do branch out into all sorts of topics. So definitely check out the playlists on my channel if you haven't already. Check out the backlog of collaborations I've done. They're all in playlists. You can go see, I have about 500 videos on this channel spanning over 8 years dedicated to all things conspiracy. So my content is what we call evergreen content. That's the phraseology YouTube likes to use. It doesn't matter when you watch the video, it will still have value for you in whatever time you are watching it. My work is not really time sensitive. Just, I don't cover like recent events that you've moved past. Show me, and it doesn't matter. I don't need to watch that video anymore. That was years ago type of thing. You can watch any of my videos, and I try and make it so no matter when you're watching them, it'll still be relevant to you in your time. So go back and look at all the old videos. See if there's anything you like there. Go check it all out. The Parasite video was amazing. I shared it everywhere, says Catherine. Yeah, excellent. Yeah, like I said, it's gone off the charts. Like, it's gone viral is the word, isn't it? And it's brought a lot of new traction to the channel, which is great. I feel guilty because it's Vitaly put all the work into that presentation. I was just the host. So he really deserves all your subs. I'm not going to lie. You need to go to Vitaly's channel at Alpha Talks. Okay. In fact, I'm going to show it on the screen right now. So you go there and you need to subscribe to his channel. Okay. He's the one who really, that's his presentation that you're liking there. Okay. He just came to my channel to present it. He's a good friend of mine. We have our own group chat in the background and he's very happy the information's getting out there. But I really want you to go and give him the credit he deserves, okay? I do not deserve all the credit for that. I may have made the talk happen, but he is the guy who really put it all together, okay? So I am bringing up his channel on the screen. Now, here it is. This is Alpha Talk's channel. This is who you're looking out for. Again, the guy does some great work on all sorts of topics relating to this, okay? Here's a Parasites Are Demons from a year ago. Okay, a year ago he did this, all right? And this is nothing new. He talks about the Millennial Kingdom as well. He's been on his channel to talk about the clowns. He talks about the nature of gluttony and sin and how the belly is the seat of the soul. And he has all sorts of really fascinating work on all sorts of topics, okay? So go and check out Alpha Talk's channel and watch his videos on all of this. I think you'll find it really fascinating. And he has done some great work on parasites. He is like the heart of the body, how he's talking about the gut and how it really is the heart of the body, not the heart as we know it, but the spiritual heart. All sorts of stuff. Honestly, his work goes back years. Go and give him some love. Go and show him the support he deserves for that fantastic presentation that you all loved on my channel. Okay, so there we go. Credit where credit's due. Go to him, please. Go subscribe to Alpha Talks. Go follow his work. I will be getting him back on my channel soon. We were booked in for the 5th, the next month. And he's going to come on and we're going to do round 2 of the Parasites. And we're going to talk about all sorts of other things as well, okay? And we're going to talk about the gut and the importance of that, spiritually speaking, too. He's even writing a book on that subject, all right? So go check him out. I have to do this. I feel bad that you know what I mean. You understand what I'm talking about. James, thanks for being here. Drunk Wedding Photographer, great to see you. If you can't fast, jog an hour a day for a week and you'll get the equivalent of fasting for 3 days. Fantastic. Paul, I literally bought the wormwood and black walnut yesterday, says Art. Yes. Have you tasted it yet? It's terrible, isn't it? It's awful. Drummond, good for you. You're a great speaker. I still got to get your book. I look forward to your videos and your perspective on things. Oh, well, thank you, Drummond. I really appreciate that, Drummond. Vicky mentioned her dry fast. That really stuck with me. Yeah, I had Vicky Joy Anderson on not that long ago to talk about spiritual warfare and parasites as well. She has an amazing story of her own dry fast, which was fascinating. Yeah. And if you don't know, that's what I do on this channel. I invite a lot of conspiracy people onto my channel from all walks of life with different views to discuss their perspective on things as well. That's my live show element. I do these live Q&As every now and then. I have my own podcast called The Truther Therapy Sessions, which is dedicated to what it means to be a truther. And I've often discussed on there, you know, the pitfalls we all have when we wake up and the processes we go through. But I like to invite other big names in the game on to share their story of waking up as well. So that's another fun thing I do on the side as well. Let's see what's going on with the chat. Let me catch up to the end of this and see what's going on. Sorry, guys, the chat kind of jumps away from me. Dirk, thanks for being here. Has been 1,000 years. Question, do you agree that the millennial reign is at least 1,000 years, or do you think it was shorter? Well, there's much speculation about how long a real millennial reign is. I've heard people try and tell me, well, you know, it's figurative. It just means a really, really, really long time. Maybe. Or maybe it's a literal 1,000 years and it just means 1,000 years, you know. And I know 1,000 years is just a day to God. It's not to us. It's 1,000 years to us lowly humans down here. It's 1,000 years. It's 10 sets of 100 years. Okay, or 100 sets of 10 years, if you want to be more specific. I don't know how you want to break 1,000 years down, but to us, to people, 1,000 years is not like a day. It's 1,000 years. So I feel like it may have been literal. I'm starting to think that way personally. A lot of truthers that turn me off just think everything is a psyop. Everything is satanic is more like. Says Anthony De La Sota. Yeah, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of hyper paranoidism in the conspiracy culture. That's for sure. I can agree with you on that. I would appreciate your take on the Watchmen graphic novel movie HBO series. I haven't seen the Watchmen film since I was a teenager, so I couldn't give you much more right now. I may have to go back and rewatch that in the context of everything I know today as an adult. I'm pretty sure I haven't seen it for like 15 years, so I don't think this. I wouldn't want to give a breakdown now, but if I ever find time to read a full graphic novel or watch the movie again or rewatch an entire HBO series, maybe I'll give it a review. Oh, wow, that does make sense as to why Satan is allowed to run loose. Yes, faith, says Catherine. Well, I'm glad my answer earlier gave some context for you. I'm not saying I know exactly what's going on there. I never proclaim to have the truth on this topic, like, fully. I'm just trying to figure it out. That's one theory. It's a nice theory, isn't it? That's the best I can do so far. That's the most convincing theory I've heard. I found you through the confessional, says Dawn Fletcher. And I'm glad I did. Nice to find an English dude talking about this stuff. Yeah, we're not very common in the conspiracy game, the English ones, are we? We're quite rare. We're a rare breed of conspiracy. And we're not quite like the Americans. Nobody does Christianity and conspiracy like the Americans. I'll tell you that right now. They're intense. The Americans are intense when it comes to this stuff. I should know that because I talk to them all the time. The British are a bit more calm, cool, and collect about the whole thing. And like I said, it's funny, I was just talking to a British podcaster called Paul, funnily enough. I was on his podcast then called Beyond the Paradigm. That's going to be released soon on Friday on his podcast, Beyond the Paradigm. And we talk about the millennial reign and the little season. I give him a very brief overview I can in an hour and 20 minutes. But it was fun. It was a good conversation, and he interjected with his own opinions and theories, and it was a good back and forth. And I'm going to release that on my Patreon, and then I'll release it to the public when he releases his version within a week. So look out for that, guys. I'll do that tomorrow or tonight if I possibly can. Thanks for your response about archaics. Yeah, I'd love a Christian perspective on it. Thanks so much, says Molly. Okay, I'll maybe tackle that in the future. I don't know enough about the guy to form a solid opinion, but from what I've heard so far, I'm a little bit suspect about maybe not his work, but him as a character. I follow him, you know, and some of the posts he makes, I don't know, he seems like very riled up and angry lately. He seems like he's at war with a lot of people. And very firm in his understanding, should we say. And that's the most diplomatic, polite way I can phrase what he looks like to me as an outsider at the moment. But again, I don't know enough about his work to know, is that justified? Is he justified in behaving and saying things like that and attacking other people for being frauds and stuff, you know, like he likes to do? Maybe he's complete. I mean, I'm not a fan of Billy Carson either. I think that guy is a charlatan through and through. Like, every time I listen to that guy talk, I'm like, you're literally just making stuff up. You're just making stuff up now and lying to people about history. So I get Arcade's anger towards Billy, but I don't know enough about him himself to make any judgment necessarily, you know. So that's all I can really say on Arcade's. Maybe he's a really nice guy and we should have a talk with him, I don't know. Do you believe there is a medium between the divine creator and astrology? I mean, everything's created by God, don't get me wrong, like, including the stars, and I do wonder if we as humans may have layered upon them signs and symbols which might not necessarily be there, but because of the cyclical nature of the creation and the cycles and the spinning, and maybe you could say God did create all of that. I mean, the seven sacred sciences, which are not the knowledge of God, there's a godly way of doing them and there's a perverted way of using them, and I do believe astronomy and astrology are kind of two sides of that same coin, and you can use astrology to divine the future or for some kind of nefarious personal selfish means, or you can use it as a way to discern the signs of the times by God's calendar. So I guess there's ways to interpret that, but I'm not here to say everything's evil, you know, necessarily. I think it's the intent behind what man chooses to do with that knowledge that defines what is and isn't evil, fundamentally. Have you read The Parasite Pill? I haven't, Phil. No, I haven't. I'm sorry. Coming in from Dawsonville, Georgia, says Mary. Thanks for being here. Evergreen, lol, I take that as a compliment, says Turk. The thousand-year recovery and reign of sanity will begin, probably after total destruction, says Iliad. Maybe. Higher consciousness points and low falls. Okay. Are you talking about cycles and crests and waves of human progression or something there? Is that what you're trying to say? It's interesting how Archaics has access to so many hidden texts while in prison. Very interesting. I don't know what you're talking about, mate. Yeah, maybe. Billy Carson ruining the truth with his bastardization of history and muddying what's real and what isn't, says Hungry Wolf. Sure. We're in a programmed, okay, I'm not going to swear, matrix. Yep, we are. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven, divide the day from the light, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days, years. Exactly. So there's a purpose, and they're useful as a calendar. When you start divining things from them, I think that's when you're kind of borderline crossing into a issue there. But even then, there isn't to say that maybe God didn't intend that in some way to be a part of the structure and the design of things in perhaps as well. I don't really know. But it's not something I personally care to dabble in myself, you know, but I'm not going to disparage people who do necessarily. How much of your theories do you believe versus just exploring thought experiments? Well, they're not really my theories. These are the theories of a lot of people amalgamated together that I'm just speculating on and melding together and forming my own way of saying them. I feel like 90% sure that the Little Caesar theory holds a lot of weight. And it's a fantastic answer to the Tartarian question, which is evident that there was an advanced civilization that doesn't fit into our human history, so-called, that we've been told. And I think the Christians need a response to this overwhelming evidence that this happened. And the Millennial Kingdom gives a solid answer that's biblically grounded. And hermeneutically speaking, you can pull it from the text that, yes, there is a little season that we could be living in. So and it's more of a be wise as serpents and harmless as doves situation. Are you better off not knowing that this is a possibility than just outright rejecting it and never understanding it? So when things do finally go down in whatever way they go down in the end, you won't be deceived because you've considered it from all angles to best understand what's going on in that moment. That's where I am on it. And I think it can't be ignored as a topic just because I might not like the implications of what it means necessarily. So, you know, I'd say 90%, yes, I believe the Millennial Kingdom theory. I am 100% certain of the Nephilim Look Like Clowns research. That's my baby. I have done everything I can to prove it as solidly as possible. Not even just, but this one book only covers 50% of the work I've done on this, and the next book will cover the rest. It's apparent to me that that is 100% the truth. And I know it's difficult to know what that means off the cuff when I say the Nephilim look like clowns, but go and watch my series on the matter and it'll become very clear to you what I'm actually talking about there. So, you know, yeah. And when it comes to other conspiracy topics, no, I'm not 100% sure about anything when it comes to this. A lot of what we only can do is speculate, and that's okay. You know, it's okay not to know everything. And I think it's bad form to claim that you do know everything and have all the answers as well. And know-it-allism is a big problem in the conspiracy world. We have a lot of people out there who claim to be the only person with the only truth, and if it's not my way, it's the highway, or you're a shill. That kind of attitude. There's a lot of that, and it's not a good look. It's a bad look for the community. It makes people turn away from us. It makes people not want to know anything at all that we have to offer, because they don't want to look crazy. And I'm hoping to reform the movement and make people see that there's a better way to present this delicate information without pushing people away. I hope I'm doing that. I hope I'm representing, you know, something like that. Each season is roughly 1,000 years. We are in winter, says Matt. Oh, man, maybe. Our everyday habits are shaping up to not be creator worshipping, that's for sure. Think about the things we do every day out of modern convenience. What disgrace, God's natural gifts. Yeah, today's society, it certainly feels like it's Satan's little season, doesn't it? With the way things are going. If you ever to consider a time where that could be the case, you'd look around at the earth today and go, yeah, this could be it, you know. Have you ever had a supernatural experience? If so, please tell. Yeah, I've had a few supernatural experiences in my time. I've said a lot of them on my channel over the years in podcast visits, hundreds of podcast visits. I've kind of told my testimony, including the supernatural experiences. I used to do a lot of psychedelics back in the day. That's where I come from before I was saved in 2014. And that alone is a supernatural experience when you actually consider it. Going to the astral realms and seeing these other dimensions. So I've had a lot of that already. I've had an encounter with an enormous jester in the DMT realm, a giant, which sparked my theories and ideas into going to the Nephilim Look-Like Clowns. Just one of the things that sparked the idea. I've been through a lot of sleep paralysis, demonic attack and nightmares and sleep. I had one encounter when I was early in my faith where I blacked out and collapsed. I was paralyzed. And darkness seeped into the corners of my vision, and I was about to go blind with darkness. I could feel my body being ripped from my soul being ripped from my body in that moment, because that darkness kind of seeped in, but then it kind of all the room at the same time was churning into a portal of some kind, like a mandala-like portal. Very DMT realmish, you know, and it literally felt like, okay, I'm dying. I'm having a stroke or something. This is it. I'm dying in this moment, you know. And I said, Jesus, help me. And it stopped instantly. And I was back in the room, shaken, sweating. What the hell just happened? Kind of attitude. But yes, that was a supernatural experience. And that was what solidified my faith in that moment that it's real. Jesus is real. There's power in his name and in his authority. And that came at the back end of trying to quit a lot of drugs and coming to faith and change. And that's when I got a lot of demonic attack. It's when it came for me the most, when I was really sincerely trying to have a change of heart and be born again and move closer to Christ, is when they decided to come for me in that initial moment. I feel like it was a, well, if we can't have you, nobody can type of attitude from demons. Because I know the presentation we did on parasites are demons. That is a purely speculative notion. It's a very overdramatic title. I think it's more like parasites are conduits for demons, or a physical manifestation of a spiritual consciousness. So demons are still separate consciousnesses, are entities separate from us. You know, they exist because they are the disembodied spirits of the giants, the Nephilim that once roamed, you know. And it's very possible they use parasites in the physical realm to influence us and control us and host us or possess us, you know. So it's not that parasites are demons necessarily. They're more like antennae or conduits for demons was the point of that presentation. So I still believe in, like, demonic consciousnesses that are nefariously against humanity and individuals, especially individuals who find Christ. I think in those early baby Christian stages is when they attack the hardest, because they're trying to either kill you before you can fully commit, or it's more of a lashing out because you cast them out with the Holy Spirit. I think it's one of those type of situations. So yeah, I've had a lot of spiritual experiences over the years. I've encountered the Hat Man. I've talked about that extensively on the channel. There's a video dedicated to that called The Hat Man, A Demonic Experience, and it's got images and visuals to back up what happened to me. I've been through it. I've had a few. And I'm a dreamer. I dream every night of vivid, complex things, and I suppose I've always been like that. You know, I suppose I'm a big deja vu person as well. I'm constantly experiencing that type of thing. I'm not like in new ways, like I'm an empath man, you know, but I do pick up vibes quite easily with people. You know, I'm very in tune with people and emotions and things like that. Some people would say I'm too nice as well and naive, maybe, but I'm learning not to be the more I exist in this world. I'm not going to lie. So yeah, I've had a few spiritual experiences over the years. What made you choose Jesus? Because it's the truth. All my research continuously led back to that. And I didn't like it at first. It took a long time to accept it. And then obviously, as I said, a series of events happened as I gave myself over to him, which proved to me he is real. And he loves us. And he wants the best for us. And he is our best weapon and friend and ally in this world, which is corrupt and fallen. So that's kind of how I can't convince you of that just because that's what happened to me, but I've had my own experiences which have proven to me that that's the case. So that's it. That's all I can really say, you know. Nonconformist says, thank you. You're welcome. A relationship with God and connection to the Holy Spirit helps. Absolutely. Man, I had a similar experience, says Between the Air, to one that you say you had when your clown theory first began. The random vision and ear ringing coming out of a sleep, like spontaneously going into a DMT trance. Well, this is the thing. When I was doing the psychedelics, I didn't see entities until after I quit psychedelics. Then like a year later, I had a DMT flashback and I ended up going back to the DMT realm for no reason whatsoever. I haven't touched the stuff in a year, you know. But there I am, I'm back in this place that I recognize, like, oh, this is the DMT space. I've been here plenty of times. I know where I am. But this time, I'm looking up at an enormous jester, you know, this black and white fractal pattern, big purple, wide mouth, big glowing eyed, jester horned, serpent monster giant thing. And I'm looking up at this like, what am I supposed to do now, you know? And then I'm back. And that always stuck with me, and it was one of the major inspirations to do the Nephilim Look Like Clown series, because there was something there. Like, there were these things in the DMT realm that look like clowns. Why are they there? And the Jungian archetypical representation of the collective shadow of humanity's consciousness didn't cut it for me. But the biblical history and narrative of the Nephilim, that made a lot more sense. That was more tangible. That would explain their modus operandi and their agendas. You know, why they even have the agenda and why they do and say the things they do. It's because they don't like you. It's because they're not your friend. It's because they have a reason for being there, and they are soldiers in a war against you. And that's why they're there. Top three Millennial Kingdom channels besides yours, says Brett. Well, I gotta give a shout out to my main man Joe from JT Follows JC. Again, Alpha Talks does really well. He does some great work. Exploring Tartaria had some fantastic stuff. You can still find her videos anywhere, and that's definitely worth looking into. And then there's the other channels which aren't necessarily Christian, which you could always check out. You know, you've got My Lunch Break, Static in the Attic. You've got John Levi, a classic, you know, old guard in voice in the game, you know. But there are plenty of channels out there to go and find these things. There are a lot of new channels as well, little ones that are really passionate and have their own shtick and idea and viewpoints and all of this. And I'm trying to get them on the channel, you know. And there are some channels out there which are absolutely nuts and I just avoid completely. But, you know, I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus and say who that is and isn't. So it's one of those, you know. Take what you like. What works for some doesn't work for others. Just because I have some examples doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to like them or like what they have to present. Everybody has their own way of doing this. Some people like listening to me ramble on about it. Some people hate me and can't stand me and never want to listen to me say another word ever again into their ears. Personal choice. That's fine. We can all make a choice, yeah? These videos help me realize I am far from alone as a seeker, says Eva. Well, that's the aim. That's the aim of the game when it comes to having a conspiracy channel. I want people out there to know you're not alone, you're not crazy, the world is crazy. Okay, and here's how you best deal with the information so you don't lose everything and everyone around you, which we tend to do. We have this issue, don't we, when truthers have this tendency to talk for 2 hours straight to your friend and realize once you're finished that you went through like 60 topics in like an hour and they didn't say a single word. And now they hate you that little bit more. And you know they hate you that little bit more. And you hate yourself a little bit more for doing what you just did to them. Because you knew you should have stopped talking like 30 minutes ago, or even like 50 minutes ago, but you just couldn't stop. You just kept going. You just kept going and going and going. And one connection started firing to another neuron in your brain. And you said, oh yeah, and that links to this thing. And that's why they're doing that. And then before you know it, like I said, it's been 2 hours and that person's never going to want to hang out with you ever again. And we have a tendency to do that, don't we, as truthers. So I have a series called Tips for Truthers. Go and check it out. It's an amalgamation of advice I have picked up over the years. Things I've learned through making my own mistakes, which hopefully the newbies out there can find before they make those mistakes too, and maybe avoid them. Probably not. We certainly learn from our mistakes, don't we? So there's that too, but go check it out if you haven't already. Go to the playlist, Tips for Truthers. Give it a go. Anyway, I'm going to take a quick break, guys, just to get a drink. And in the meantime, I'm going to play a little commercial for you if you haven't seen it already. Like I said, I'm milking this thing for everything it has got until you're bored of it. So here we go.
Are you tired of the same old conversations? Do you often find yourself struggling to know what to say? Are you over discussing the news, sports ball, or the weather? It's time to put boring discussions behind you by leaving a copy of The Nephilim Look Like Clowns on your coffee table, your toilet, your local library, mother's car, boss's office desk, or that person you really like's bed instead.
What the hell is this?
Oh, that? Why, it's just a book about how the modern costume of a clown is a caricature of ancient giants and modern demons.
Stay away from my children.
This is a conversation you can't wait to have.
My family used to think I was crazy, but thanks to The Nephilim Look Like Clowns, they know I'm crazy.
The Nephilim Looks Like Clowns. It's no laughing matter.
Okay, guys, I'm back. I've had a bit of a drink. Make my life a bit easier. I talk a lot and it's thirsty work. I am not going to lie. But yeah, someone left a question. Intel Valor asked me to go back up and see the question. And I think I've found... Okay, I've lost it again. Sorry, Intel. Here it is. Have you ever thought of having a roundtable discussion? I'm suggesting that you vet some of your viewers and then host a group discussion with them. This will help small creators and your community. I have, actually, Intel Valor. I have paid for a year subscription thanks to your donations to Zoom. So I can host massive Zoom meetings with like 100 people. And I am working on the timing to make that happen. I want to get everybody on to have a big group discussion. How best to do that? I don't know. I'm thinking maybe do I ask the patrons if they want to have access to that and I'll give them the link. Or do I do it for members only or something like that? Or do I, like you said, go around and do a call out to those who want to be on the show? Because it will be live, you know, it'll be there for people to listen to on the channel. And maybe if people are interested and want to register their interest, they can let me know. But the problem is my emails get so full that if everyone just started sending me random emails, they just get lost. So I feel like I need a place where that interest can be registered that's just separate from everything else so I can see it clearly. You know, as a standalone thing away from all my other messages. And I'm not sure the best way to do that yet. One way we could do this is the Telegram group I have. I could create a subtopic in there which is Zoom call interest or something. And if people want to register their name and what they talk about or whatever conversation, they can go to that section and say, I'm interested in joining your chats. You know, my name is this. And maybe once enough people have registered some interest in there and I've vetted through them and we've figured out who is and isn't going to come on, I can organize something. But it's not easy. It isn't easy to do that, you know. And I do try and get group discussions going with podcasters, you know, like I had, you know, Top Lobster and the Raven from the Nephilim Death Squad channel talk with me and Joe. So that's four of us there together talking about the little season. They'd never heard of it before. They had their own theories. You know, we're relatively seasoned veterans in the idea, so we were sharing it with them. So the stuff like that, you know. But the problem is, the bigger you get these groups, I have found the quicker they devolve into fights. Unfortunately, they do, and people start bickering and arguing with each other, and no one wants to speak up to stop it. So I would have to be like a mediator, and I would have to like show my ugly side to keep things under control. And I'm not sure I want to go through all that, you know. But yeah, I have certainly contemplated it, and I'm trying to figure out the minutiae, but hopefully we can get something like that going soon. Hopefully, yeah. I hope that answers your question. I hope that helps. As soon as I know more and how I can best figure it out, I will make an announcement to get these big group calls going, for sure. But I'm also a man who doesn't have much time to do these things. I have Wednesdays and Sunday nights to do live shows like this. I don't have very little time in between. I could possibly do it Monday, Tuesday mornings, UK time, but that would be like 6 a.m. for the Americans. Like, they're not going to, who's going to be awake to do that at that time? You know, it's one of those type of things. So it's tough. There's a lot of factors working against that happening for me, unfortunately. Matt Arman says, I need this book. Excellent. Links down below. Go to Amazon. You can get yourself a copy of The Nephilim Look Like Clowns by following those links. Absolutely. In a utopia, what would your daily routine look like? In a utopia? I don't know. I've never lived in one. I couldn't tell you. It probably looks something like the Millennial Kingdom once you're done with your day, though. It probably looks something like beautiful cathedrals, beautiful artwork, beautiful streets, beautiful nuances and details on buildings that are just completely unnecessary, beautiful gardens. People will be tending to all, everything around them to make the aesthetics pleasing. And that sounds like the peak Victorian, late Middle Age period to me, doesn't it? So we'll see. That's probably what would happen. Without that devil on your shoulder making you accuse your brethren and turn against your own family. I would schedule to be up at 6 a.m., says Battered Kitten. So people are interested then, that's great. I'll see what I can do. Preliminary now, if you want to email me at understandingconspiracy@gmail.com, and if you're someone who thinks you might be good to be on that panel to have that conversation, then let me know. If you are a small channel looking for more exposure, then let me know. You know, I'm all for helping the little guy. I'm all for helping others. I like to pay it forward. I've been there. You know, I had to start from nothing as well and build myself up. So I'm always looking to help encourage new starters in the truth community to get their voice out there. So let me know if you're interested. Be your email for now, I guess. And maybe I'll try and keep it all organized in a file separate somewhere. But I am not the best. I'll tell you the truth now. I am not the best at keeping my emails organized. Not at all. Has a Saturday Night Live vibe. What does? Oh, the commercial. I don't know. I've never watched Saturday Night Live. It just came to me. My wife can attest to this. The night before, I was there with my hands on top of our dining table chair, just staring at the dining table. And I looked up at her and I said, I've got an idea for a commercial. She was like, okay. I said, yeah, you're going to have to be in it. I've got plans. I'm going to write a script tomorrow and we'll get in. I'm going to need you to be in this. She was like, all right, then. I went to bed, woke up in the morning, went straight into the office, wrote the script, recorded all the audio. Started when she took my son out for the day to give me time to work. I started slapping the book on things, filming it with the camera. And then I went to see my mum at the library, said, Mum, you're right if I just put this on this shelf over here, don't mind me, you know. And then I said, I need you to come round, I need you to sit in the background while I say some stuff to a camera. She was like, okay, well, I was going to come around anyway and say hi later, so after work. So I said, perfect, come round, you know. And it all kind of just fell into place. And then the next day, by 6 p.m., it was done and uploaded, and I had an advert in a day. It came to me all in within 24 hours and was made within 24 hours. And I'm quite proud of it, if I do say so myself. I think it turned out way better than I anticipated it to actually turn out. So there we go. So I am just throwing it everywhere on everything for now, for the next 2 weeks. I don't care if you get sick of it. It's my channel. I'll shill my own stuff if I want to. But yeah, get yourself a copy of The Neff and Look Like Clowns if you haven't already, guys, on Amazon. Available in all countries, I believe, except for India. I think India has a problem. And Belgium? I think Belgium has an issue. Is it Belgium? Some guy from Belgium was telling me he couldn't order it. And the only person who was selling my book was some third-party seller from Florida who was selling my book for £80. 80 quid? Are you joking? And I think he thought I was selling it for 80 quid on there. I'm like, that's some random guy's bought my book and is reselling it at £80 in Belgium, of all places. So bizarre. Apparently, I'm not in that market. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. I'm posting that commercial on my Instagram story, says the drunk wedding photographer. Yeah, spread it, guys. Spread it far and wide. I might even see if I can pay, like, YouTube to put it places. I'm just going to have some fun with it, you know, see what happens. In terms of Nephilim, there seems to be a deeper connection between the demon fallen thing Lilith and Sasquatch. What's your thoughts on this, and Lilith being the Baba Yaga? I'm not going to lie, I have no idea what you just said. Like, I don't know. I'm not sure. Sasquatch is a giant hairy man, beast, ape man type creature. That is pretty much the identical. I know it's mainly a North American thing, but that is identical to the creatures described in Europe as the wild man. And there's traditions dating all the way back to Thracian culture dedicated to venerating those creatures. I think the Sasquatch is just the European flavor of the wild, hairy beast man. And from my research, they seem to be the descendants of the Nephilim, not 100% angel human hybrids. They're like the grandchildren's 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 of the originals who kept mating with women and diluting that bloodline. That seems to be, they're more like the Elio or the Eliud described in Jasha than Nephilim themselves. And in that context, Lilith then is a metaphor for human women. You know, off the top of my head, that's how I would square that. I'm not sure what you're talking about with the Baba Yaga thing. That's completely new to me, unfortunately. Found your channel a few days ago. Really enjoy so far. Ordered the book. Maybe part two coming. I don't know if I subscribe to the Millennial Reign theory. Can you suggest material, says Titan? When it comes to the Millennial Reign stuff, you just have to do your own research and dig into that and find the channels who are sharing all the information. My channel's one of them, but there are lots of other channels discussing this in detail. Listen to the debunkers as well. There are debunking channels out there who don't like this theory. Compare the two, you know, because see what they have to say, see what we have to say, and see what you come to. As for the book, thank you. Part two is in the works. I have written 30% of it. It was all originally going to be one big thick book, but I stopped and took stock after like 300 pages. And I was like, I have a book here. I have 20 chapters, which can be rounded off as a nice, succinct story explaining the history. So this is part one, the history of the Nephilim Look Like Clowns. Part two, the now, which I'll go into cultures that still practice ancestor spirit worship and dress in these costumes, which I'll have clownish features. I'll go into the histories of all these cultures around the earth, really the anthropology stuff will get in there, you know. And then it's going to talk about the now, like the music industry, the art industry, the modern costume of a clown and how it's used in media, clown serial killers, the fear of clowns, all these type of things, all the modern stuff, you know, that people really like, you know, talk about films like The Joker, for example, all that kind of stuff is going to be in the second book. And that's not going to be ready for like another year yet, probably the back end or the middle of next year. It takes time to write a book properly, you know, and this, I would define this as a scholarly work. It's heavily referenced. I'm not just making this stuff up. I've read a lot of books to make this book happen, you know. And I'm going to have to do the same because I'm talking about other people's cultures. Very sensitive matter. I want to do each culture justice. I want them to actually be a fair representation of what these people actually believe. That's going to involve reading a lot more contextual books surrounding each culture, so I don't butcher their cultures and misrepresent them. I just want to show that the aesthetics that they use to represent what they call demons by a Western standard have clownish features because they're all talking about the same thing with their own culturally aesthetic differences. So that's going to be next to the next book. Yes, there will be another, but it's not going to be for like a year or so yet. Again, it took me a year to write this one, so give me some time. Thoughts on Göbekli Tepe, Beginning of Civilization, A Host, Proto-Humans, Prior to Adam and Eve. Who knows with these ancient ruins and structures? They look very complex and cool, don't get me wrong. They're clearly a sign of some kind of advanced civilization of the ancient past with technologies far beyond our own and odd beliefs and understandings. I tend to put that kind of stuff down to pre-flood era civilization. And that's all I could really say about it for now. I don't have answers for Göbekli Tepe, unfortunately. I'm not an archaeologist, you know, I haven't been there. To be honest, I get to know a lot of stuff because of people's comments, and sometimes my head is boiling because I have no idea what they're talking about. You and me both. I would love to know the name of your Telegram channel, so sorry if I missed it. It's Understanding Conspiracy. I will link a link to the Telegram channel now. Give me a second if I can figure out how to do this. Where are my mods when I need them? They usually do this stuff for me because I am absolutely inept and useless with technology. If any of my mods are in the chat and know how to do this better than me, can someone find the link to the Telegram chat and just post it in the chat, please? I have no idea what I'm doing. You know, I'm butchering this. It's over. It's ruined. I don't even know why I bothered to try. If any mods are listening and know what to do, please post it. There we go. Thank you, Drunk Wedding Photographer. Thank you so much, David. I really appreciate you doing that for me. Thank you. Are you familiar with Witsit Gets It? He's a conspiracy researcher and flat earth Christian like yourself. If you did a crossover, the big brain, red-headed base levels might break YouTube. I have heard of Witsit Gets It. I have not yet listened to any of his videos, but people have recommended him to me. I will do my due diligence before I invite him onto the channel, because I've been burnt before, you know. I've invited people onto the channel before who have seemed nice at first and then utterly abused me afterwards and said everything. So I've got to be careful about who I invite on these days. But I will vet him. I will check him out and I'll have a look. Who knows? Maybe it'll be the start of a beautiful friendship. We'll see. Everyone I've talked to about millennial reign can't shake it. It always shakes them, or they outright deny it. It's kind of crazy, says Bastard Kitten. It is one of those topics. It's a paradigm shifter. And, you know, that tends to be what each giant conspiracy theory that comes along does to people, isn't it? And that's all part of the process, you know. Blonde here. See, I'm blonde too. This isn't... If you look closely at my hair here, let me get started. It's actually like... gold. It's not orange. It's not like ginger. You know what I mean? Like, not red necessarily. My beard, yeah. Yeah, it's got hints of orange in there with like a bit of brown, you know. So I get it. I think people call me ginger, but you know, truthfully speaking, you know, we're all about the truth here and the truth with them, right? I am quintessential strawberry blonde. You know, it's the truth. It's just the truth, you know. And if you believe in the truth, you'll accept the fact that I'm not really a ginger. That too. Anyway, what's going on here? There's my wife. Don't start it. Your mic turned off. Oh no. Is it back? Am I back? I was fooled by the beard. Okay. What do you think happened during the Tower of Babel? Do you think the people were scattered? Would you consider it a reset? In a sense, yeah. There's been many resets, biblically speaking. You know, there was the flood, there was the Tower of Babel incident, there's the Day of the Lord. There's been many days of the Lord where judgment was cast upon certain areas. And then there's tribulation, which is a huge reset event. And then there's the mud flood, which comes by the dragon spitting water at the woman at the end of the 1,000 years of the millennial reign of Christ. And then we're waiting for the final reset, the great white throne judgment at the end of time. Yeah, so biblically speaking, there's many examples of resets, you know, not just the flood. My wife, sigh. I can hear you, yeah. What do you think of hypnotism? What do you want me to say? Have you been to Las Vegas recently and seen a hypnotist show and you just want to... I think there are some levels of suggestibility where people can easily be hypnotized because of that. But I also think there are spiritual elements to it when it starts to get a little bit trippy and out of hand. The Demon Magician series is a great series by Zendrius. If you've never seen that before, that's an old and goldie. Go check that one out. As Christians and your channel name being Understanding Conspiracy, would you say that there is a conspiracy against each one of our individual souls? Well, I think everybody has demons assigned to them for their own specific purposes and their own specific understandings of your individual pulls and desires and temptations. Yeah, absolutely. I think we're all up against it, certainly, which is why we all need a savior. My wife here is saying the only person who gets the final say on the color of his hair is me, because I actually see it. It's blonde. End of story. Stop insulting real gingers by calling him ginger. Yeah, I know. It's not fair to gingers to call me ginger, really. You're giving gingers a bad name by comparing them to me. That's true. Honestly, I don't want to sacrifice the beard, but I will do it to prove a point. Yeah, if I shave the beard off, you wouldn't really call me ginger. Because my eyebrows are white. Look at them. They're actually, like, white. My eyelashes, they're actually very long and luscious. You just can't see them because they're white. Okay, I don't have ginger hair. It's an illusion. It's a myth. It's the saturation of the camera, of the webcam, that makes you think it's ginger, you see. It's not... When you see me in person, I don't look this red. I actually look really white and pale. Like, it's just something to do with the lighting of the webcam that makes me look like I'm pink. But I'm really not. Like, I'm like, deathly, ghostly white when you meet me. I don't know. And I've got, like... I'm typically Celtic, northern, cold region of the earth looking person, you know. Thoughts on the origins of different races? Okay, I'm not even going there. I'm not going there today. I've heard that it happened after Babel, or that the fallen angels tinkered with our DNA. I've got no opinion. I'm just going to say it seems like race is more of a situational development based on microevolutionary adaptation to your geographical location. Not over millions of years, of course. Short-term changes and adaptations to your environment is why races have developed. I think that's more likely what the cause of that is. I think when you start playing that game, it never leads anywhere good. Stop it. We're all human. We all need a savior. Just leave it at that, okay? we should start seeing it from that angle. Paul's hair is the new conspiracy. Absolutely, Wendy. Yeah, we're on it now. Most white men have a red beard. Yeah, well, nowadays I've got a few greys popping up. You know, my son has aged me terribly. I'm not going to lie. But when my hair does all turn white and grey, you won't be calling me ginger then. So just you wait, you'll rue the day. Have you ever read The Raw Material Law of One? If so, what are your thoughts? I've not read that one, unfortunately, no, so I can't give any thoughts. And my hair is turning white, as gingers do. I like it, though. Okay. Yeah, it makes us look distinct, doesn't it? It makes us look distinguished. And wise, beyond our years, you know. I'm ready to embrace the grey. I'm telling you right now. Don't blame him, how dare you. No, it's the stresses of everyday life has aged me terribly. There you go. Is that better? Just listen to your episode on the Confessionals channel, says Red Senpai. I'll be checking out more of your content, brother. By the way, do you have a video on your salvation testimony? I would love to hear that. You know, I have a lot of videos on that spread throughout a lot of different interviews. I do have a video called, a very old video called, I can't remember what it's called, like, Testimony of Finding Jesus or something like that, or Demonic Possession. I can't remember what. It's like a partial testimony. It's not my whole story, really. It's like a recapping of a particular time in my life. But I would say I probably need to make a new testimony video, really just going into that. I've been invited onto a podcast, actually. He literally just emailed me after this podcast I was just on. And it seems like that's what he does. He wants people's testimonies. So maybe that's coming up soon. I think I've booked him in. Let me just check my emails here. His podcast is called... Oh, I can't find it. Infinite Stories. And he's called Michael Vine. And I've booked him in for the 15th of next month, which is a Sunday. So next month on the 15th, you will probably hear my testimony in a lot more detail. I think that's what he wants to do. So there you go. Something to look forward to. But I do shows every Wednesday, every Sunday, live shows. I try and chuck my own videos in between. I'm always working on fresh content, which isn't clips from longer content. But I do a bit of everything on this channel. So always expect something. Sometimes you might see repeats of things because, like I said, I've snipped 10 minutes from a 2-hour conversation and added loads of images to it because the point was just so poignant, I couldn't leave it. And obviously, I have a varied audience. Some people don't have time to watch a 2-hour podcast, so I'll break the podcast down into 3 parts or something like that, and add a few extras in there, like some video clips and stuff. So you'll see a lot of that on my channel, as well as a random episode of the Nephilim Look Like Clowns will drop every now and then, or a random thought of me just having a random thought about something will drop every now and then, or maybe me driving in the car having a thought will drop every now and then. You're going to get a lot of varied content on this channel about a lot of different topics over time, and you'll get book readings and all sorts of things. But I'm generally always doing a live show and connecting with the community every Wednesday and every Sunday in some way, shape or form, whether that be through a guest, through talking to you guys, or being on a podcast myself. If not doing my own podcast, The Truth of Therapy Sessions. So yeah, stick around, guys. I'm in it for the long haul. We have a powerful community. A lot of great people in the Telegram chat. So please check that out if you haven't already. All the links to all of these things are in the description to every video on my channel, including this one. So if you want to join the Telegram, go check out the link below. If you want to email me, go check out the description. It's right there. If you want to buy the book, the link's down below. Everything's there. Everything you need to get in contact with me and get involved with the community is there. So yeah, guys. Anyway, I'm going to leave it here. I'm going to leave you wanting more. I'm going to cut you short because I've been going for over an hour. And I don't want to go too late tonight. It's almost midnight. So I'm going to leave it there, guys. Thanks for listening. And as always, God bless. Oh yeah, and here's the advert one more time.
Are you tired of the same old conversations? Do you often find yourself struggling to know what to say? Are you over discussing the news, sports ball, or the weather? It's time to put boring discussions behind you by leaving a copy of The Nephilim Look Like Clowns on your coffee table, your toilet, your local library, mother's car, boss's office desk, or that person you really liked's bed instead.
What the hell is this?
Oh, that? Why, it's just a book about how the modern costume of a clown is a caricature of ancient giants and modern demons.
Stay away from my children.
This is a conversation you can't wait to have.
My family used to think I was crazy, but thanks to The Nephilim Look Like Clowns, they know I'm crazy.
The Nephilim Looks Like Clowns. It's no laughing matter.